We spend over 90% of an hour for developing self-awareness, because practice, meditate or developing self-awareness is the most important. This is important than what we work, to earn money. Because if we work to earn money, if we have no self-awareness, no mindfulness, no observer to wash our mind, whatever we do, it could be just like we do out of being a slave of thought, or out of craving for money, craving for position, craving for something that is not wholesome, it's not worthwhile. But if we do, we work, we practice out of self-awareness, mindfulness, and wisdom. So it's the practice of Dhamma. So for people who can be aware, or movement, or can see his mind, see her mind, that they can practice, they can meditate while working at the same time. So it's like we say what, we fire one bullet, kill two birds or get two birds. So we work and we get the job done, and we earn money, and we inside, we our inner purpose is like we are aware, we see our minds mostly clean, calm, illuminated, not feel like criticize other people or blame this, blame that, So whatever arises, good or bad, we can use mindfulness to observe it, to see it. So every time we see it, it just it does disappear. Those thought or feeling that concoct. So when we see it clearly, it always disappear immediately. But if we try to see it, it doesn't disappear. That means we are too slow. Slower than thought, slower than feelings. So we need to practice more. We have to come back more to be aware of body movement. So the first ground is important, that we can make it solid, that is always reliable, that we can count on, we can come back. So we won't get lost in thought, in emotion. So that's why we pay attention a lot in this first ground until we get ready to move to the ground of seeing thought, seeing our mind. So it's like we can cover the whole foundation of four ground of mindfulness, the ground of bodily movement, the ground of feeling, you know, feeling good, feeling bad, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. And the ground of citta, our mind, we call citta, you know. To see our mind, to see thought, then the ground of Dhamma, law of nature, mental object, mental phenomena. So it will move on, you know, and it will be clear every time you make progress. It can tell you, you know. So you know it yourself, nobody know it for you. It's not like a guiding meditation that, oh, probably teacher tell you, oh, now you're here, now you already did all the time, you know, guiding meditation. So we don't visualize or imagine, just see things as it is, see the truth of everything as unbearable, impermanent, and uncontrollable or not self. That's why we always chant, you know, in the sermon, like a short Buddha word. When we see sankhara or the all compounded thing as impermanent, it's like we walk on the path of purification. So we kind of fed up with what we deluded, you know, sankhara, it's kind of delusion. So when we see it clearly, we fed up. That is the path of liberation. And the second one, when we see all compounded thing as unbearable or suffering, then when we see it clearly, more and more we our mind fed up, lose the grip of attachment. That is the path leading to liberation. And the third one is when we see all Dhamma, whether sankhara or compounded thing or non-sankhara, then the fed up, it's like fed up of all Dhamma, then that is the path leading to cessation of suffering. Lai Lung Pu Tien said, when you see vattu, means see everything, whether thing outside as vattu material, vattu inside, seeing thoughts, seeing emotions, seeing feeling, seeing our mind, we call vattu, inner vattu. People who don't meditate, who don't develop self-awareness, mindfulness, they don't see it. So when we see this vattu, paramat means something that already exists, you know, whether the Buddha got enlightened or not, that Dhamma is already there, you know, exists. So our mind get in touch with, you know, Dhamma or the contact. So vattu paramat akara means everything, you know, keep changing all the time. whether thing outside or inside our mind, sometimes good, sometimes bad, things grow up, you know, and then probably sustain or proliferate and cease, pass away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how everything changing. Like our body too, you know, it keeps changing, getting old, get sick, then we die. Our mind, thought arise, then it kept change to be emotion, to be craving and attachment, and then come suffering. So this kept changing. So you see the changingness. Like when we have emotion, we get angry. Instead of seeing like I hate you, I want to kill you, you just see as vattu, you know, the anger is like vattu. Paramat is like our mind can see it clearly. Agara means you just see how it change from a little, then it grow up like a big flame. And burn our mind, burn our life. So it's just about changingness. So you don't feel like there's I, you know, in this changingness. So you can be observer, see every moment it change. So that's how wonderful, you know, mindfulness can transform. When we have more wisdom, it transforms. It's from this normal people who are still under the influence of anger, delusion, greed, then it's like when we see more, it transforms our life, change our life to be like a noble individual. Arya, in Pali we call Arya, mean someone whose mind can get far away from anger, delusion, greed, defilement, go beyond that. So we call Arya. Another word for people who still cover with ignorance, still thick, you know, thick of ego, thick of idea or defilement, we call putuchon. Putuchana means it's too thick, too stubborn, too hard to know what is better or higher, deeper. So that's called putuchon, means it's just too thick, too stupid, something like that. So, but if you will open your heart, your mind to listen to what you call, you can say noble individual or enlightened teacher, you can understand, you can see more, and you can practice until you can change your view, change your life to become a noble individual. So you don't have to be a monk, but you can have the same quality of Buddha mind. You can be enlightened. Even the first noble individual, we call Sotapan, mean stream enter, mean enter the stream of Nibbana. This is a person who see the changingness of or Dhamma and see thought, Sotapan, see of all superstition, see the cause of this, of that, you know, or interconnected or interdependent. That's have no idea of ego, about form or body, that we call sotapan. So it's good. All right, so you have no more question.
Sorry, I do.
Yeah.
I have a question. What do you mean with sankhara and non-sankhara?
Well, sankhara, everything concoct, you know, our body, we call sankhara because it composed with thing to happen. Earth element, all element, you know, earth, liquid, fire element, and what's air element composed together. Sankhara mean thing depend on each other to arise.
The whole bloody mess.
So even our mind, thing, thought, it's not only one thing when it concoct. Yeah, so there's like when you are see form outside, it's like so see form and eye contact, then it there's consciousness in between, so it come together, and then you have the feeling of like or don't like, you hate or then you want, or you want to get it, want to have it, or you don't, you want to kick it away. So it's sankhara. Sankhara always concoct our mind.
So non-sankhara is like what too?
Non-sankhara is nibbana, no longer concoct. It's the already exists all the time. It's nothing to concoct it, because it's completely beyond or separate from sankhara, emptiness. Emptiness of self, we call supreme or absolutely empty of self, we call nibbana. But I know what to, that is the law of Dhamma. But it's already there, you know, like we say, nibbana is, you can touch it, every breath you take. But when we are ignorant, we don't see it, it's like you're blind, you know, don't even something that's nearby, is within yourself, but you don't see it. It's like we say, our eyelash block our eye, you know, to see things, or the dust in our eye kind of, we can't see things because of the dust. But it's already there, you know, nibbana. Like you say, the public God is everywhere, you know, the same. It's nice God over there, up on the sky or somewhere, but the real God is everywhere. Kingdom of God is in your heart. And that's the Dhamma meaning, but people just don't see. They pray, they go to church, but they they don't see God. Just practice until you reveal it, you know, uncover, reveal it more, throw away something that's heavy or a kind of attachment, defilement, then it will, you will see it clearly more and more.
Thank
All right.